the topic today is this, and the question is this. Do you know if you're chosen? Do you know if you're chosen of God? Are you chosen of God? Are you sure of that? Can you put your eggs in that, all your eggs in that basket? I'm speaking to them on the tapes also because they need to be going into the Word of God and see if their lifestyle, whether it's between men and God, or is it what God is saying that we should be doing, and are His standards there? Brethren, I'm going to show you through the pages of God to be chosen of God. You must be obeying the Almighty of God, or you are not chosen. Because even our Lord said in the New Testament, many are called, but few are chosen. Because God is calling you, but it's up to you to make sure to be chosen what you are individually doing in your life, and is it acceptable to God Almighty, or is it acceptable to mankind? Most of the world is going with the acceptance of mankind and not with the acceptance of God Almighty, with Him being accepted of you on what you're doing on His behalf. Again, we cannot be saved by works. We obey God because God commands us to be obeying God. That's His word from Genesis to Revelation. But most of the world has gone, and you hear me say these things many times on different topics, they've gone from philosophy, they've gone from the Word of God to philosophy and tradition, according to Colossians 2. And I may add vain, because that's there also. They've gone to vain philosophy and tradition. And Paul says to be very, very careful that no man take your crown. Listen carefully. Do you know if you are chosen of God? Go with me, please, to Numbers 15. Numbers 15, brethren. Numbers 15:29-41. Listen carefully. You shall have one law for him that sins to ignorance, both to him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. That means when it says stranger, he's talking about any of the nations of the world that want to live among you at that time. And don't forget, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. In order for those strangers to live among you, they had to take on the laws of God and perform them. That was the Ten Commandments with the statutes and the judgments, which consist of the feast days, which are Passover, unleavened bread. All these feasts are from God Almighty and not for man, because God says in Leviticus 23 that these are my feasts. Listen carefully what's being said here. But the soul that does presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproaches the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from amongst his people. Israelites, or the nations of this world, he's talking about. Because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandment, that soul shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity, in other words, his lawless deeds, shall be upon him. I said to you in Romans 8, Paul speaks about the hatred for the laws of God. But the nations are a law unto themselves, according to, I believe, is Romans 1 or 2. Paul talks about the nations being having the commandments under themselves, which apply only to the last six, not to the first four. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, listen, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. This is a very, very important lesson for you and I to understand the Word of God, and you that are on the tapes, that are listening, hear and learn that God Almighty is the only one that is able to see the heart of men or women or children. You and I cannot see if a man or woman's a scoundrel or not. And this is a perfect lesson for you and I right here. Listen carefully. 33 of Numbers 15. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and upon all the congregation. And they put him in ward, in other words, in prison, because it was not declared what should be done with him. Listen carefully. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death, and all the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him without outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses. Listen carefully. Before I give what you to the example, remember what the Lord said. Him that reproaches the Lord, who does things presumptuously. Evidently, this man went out there with the idea that he was going to do as he wanted to do, and only the Lord knew this, and that's why Moses did not know what to do with this man and put him in prison for a while and consulted with the Lord, who knows the hearts and minds of men, and the Lord, who knew that, condemned the man to death. Brethren, today we are fighting almost the same kind of a battle, but today our battle is spiritual. Their battle at that time was fleshly. That man who was put to death and stoned will come up in the second resurrection. He will be taught of God Almighty, and if he walks the walk and talks the talk, he will either come into the kingdom of God, or he'll go into Gehenna fire, where he'll be destroyed for all eternity. That is a merciful God. But these lessons, brethren, are here for you and I. So you and I that have the Spirit of God, and you out there on the tapes that are learning, need to be putting these things together and starting to walk in the path that God is talking about. Next Sunday, you have to look through your cable channels. There's going to be a documentary that shows that this country is heading toward a crisis with this oil that is going to bring this world and this country to their knees. And as it was showing the documentary, you see the gas prices going from $2, $3, $4, $5, $6 and above a gallon, which is going to bring this country and this world to their knees. And most of them don't realize why, because they're breaking the commandments of God. That's why these things are going to happen. The world doesn't know that the United States and England are Israel. Not Israelis in Israel, Jerusalem. They're Israelis of Judah who have the law of God, and they have been ordained to keep the law of God forever. But they themselves are not obeying the law of God. But the lost tribes of Israel are known to God. And we know that we are the people of God. We know that we are. All the English-speaking people are Israel. Israel. Listen carefully. That's easily proven. All you have to go is to Genesis 47 and 48 and 49. You'll see that when the covenant was established, that would be a covenant of many, many nations. It talks explicitly who we are. There's no other nations who were blessed by God because of the promise given by God to Abraham. That's the only reason why the Lord hasn't broken our legs yet. But it's coming. Right now, according to Jeremiah 51, we are God's battle axe that He uses to keep the world in check, along with England. Notice who are back to back against these terrorists. God's word never fails, but the idea is most of the world cannot see these things because they are spiritually blind and spiritually deaf. Listen carefully, but you're hearing these truths in your ears today, and mostly for you on the tapes. You're hearing these things in your ears today that were held as a mystery since the foundation of the world and since God Almighty established humanity on this earth. I pride myself not in glorifying myself, but only parroting what God wants Ricky to be able to say and glorify Him. That's what I'm doing, glorifying God Almighty and not Ricky. Ricky's only speaking as a servant of God, and it is my pleasure to be able to understand and share these blessings with you. 37. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. Listen carefully. When it says that, it's talking about spiritually. Spiritually, that's what it's talking about, mostly. Because these people, remember, brethren, were worshiping and bowing down and sacrificing to other gods. That's what he's talking about. That you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. When you go to 1 Corinthians 4, it shows clearly that it was Christ that brought them out of Egypt on behalf of God the Father, and He is speaking right now through the Father on behalf of the Father, and the commandments have not been taken away. It's only a bunch of nonsense from Satan the devil that's brought it into these churches. And as I'm looking out here to a congregation, another church that's in here with all kinds of seats, they are of the congregation that I'm talking about. What the Lord said to be careful in Matthew 24, and do not be deceived, because many will come in my name saying that I am the Christ, and deceiving many and bringing all kinds of abominable heresies upon themselves, because these individuals have cast the law of God into the toilet bowl. And God says that his laws are forever. And he looks at the people of God, according to, I believe, Exodus 31, that his Sabbaths are a sign between him, the Lord, and us forever. You've got to understand this. From Genesis 2, the establishing of the Sabbath, all the way to Exodus 31 and 32, according to Isaiah, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little bit here and a little bit there. That does not include the first day of the week, which is inclusive, and I always say this many times, God is exclusive. That's why when he looks at you, if you're keeping the Sabbath and all that he's telling you to do, then you are the apple of God's eye and the apple of the eye of Jesus Christ. And that Sabbath day is a day that was ordained from the beginning. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Chapter 16. Here we go. Chapter 16. Let's go to verse 22 of 20. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Let's go to verse 1 first. Now Korah and the son of Izhar and the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On the son of Peleth, the son of Reuben, took men. And of course, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in a congregation of men of renown. These men came up against Moses and Aaron, and they wanted to take over what they were doing. Now listen, let's go to verse 20 and see what the Lord said. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah and Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, and every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door in their tents, and the wives and the sons of their little children. And Moses said, hereby you know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die in the common death of all the men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Listen carefully what's coming. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth opens her mouth and swallows them up with all their appertain and all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he made an end of the speaking all these words, listen, that the ground gave asunder. that was under them. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that were appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, and all that they apprehended appertained to them, went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from amongst the congregation. Listen. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, "Lest the Lord swallow us up also." And there came out of the fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter you the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, that they make their broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel." Listen carefully, brethren. Drop down to verse 40. "To be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said unto him by the hand of Moses." Let's go to chapter 17, 1-13. Listen carefully. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write there every man's name upon his rod. And you shall write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. But one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. And you shall lay them upon the tabernacles of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom. And I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmured against you." And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one according to their father's house, 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among the rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass on the next day, Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds and bloom blossoms, and this most people don't know, and yielded almonds. Listen carefully. This rod that budded is in the tabernacle of God, along with the mammon and the Ten Commandments. That Aaron's rod that budded is a witness to this day, wherever it may be, and pretty soon it probably will come out wherever it is underground, and when they open it, they will see that rod still blooming, having the blooms on it. They will see the bushel of a mammon. Manna? Not money. No, they will see a bushel, they will see a bushel of the manna, still edible, because God could do anything, along with the Ten Commandments that are there, brethren. Listen carefully. Drop down to verse 10. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels. And you shall And you shall quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so, as the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spoke unto Moses, saying, Behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever comes anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. So we shall be consumed with dying. So consumed with dying? Of course, no. Unless you go against the Lord your God, then you will wind up as a person. That's what he was saying. Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy the 6th chapter. Deuteronomy the 6th chapter, 1 through 7. Listen to the continuity of God Almighty. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments what the Lord your God commanded to teach you. That's for today also, brethren. You're being taught today to obey the living God also. Because God's church did not die with the Lord. It went on as the little flock. And the batons were handed forward. Listen. Deuteronomy 6, starting at verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it, that you might fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you, ye sons, and your sons' sons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Notice, that was fleshly. Brethren, today it's spiritually. Are you looking to go in to that land that God has set aside for you and I? It's called the spiritual kingdom of God. This was a type of. And when I get down to the next couple of verses, you're not going to hear the lawyer speaking of these things that tried to trip Christ up in the New Testament. And most of the world walks around with half the Bible. Had they went to Deuteronomy 6, they would see how it starts out. To keep the commandments of God, the statutes and the judgments. Listen. Hear ye, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God your fathers had promised you, and the land that flows with milk and honey. That was fleshly. Today it's spiritually. Whether you are going to be one of the chosen of God Almighty or not. Do you know if you're chosen of God? This is one of the keys. Are you lacking one of the main ingredients that in Matthew 16 that Christ said that Peter would be and have the keys to the kingdom of God? Are you lacking the main key, which is obedience to God Almighty, that I'm speaking in your ears today? Listen, the Lord himself said this in Luke 10:25, in order to have eternal life. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. But he did not quote from verse 1. Listen. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. He says the same exact thing God Almighty speaking to them in their own ears. In Exodus 20, to love the Lord your God is to keep his commandments. Listen. And all these words which I command you, listen, this day shall be in your heart. Brethren, what has changed? If you could tell me, and if you are Bible people, then you need to go, especially you on a tape, I'm talking mostly right now, you need to go to Hebrews 8 and Hebrews 10, where the Lord had Paul quote from Jeremiah 31. speaking that all the commandments of God have come into our hearts. This is being the same thing that's said today. Let me quote it again. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontals between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the post of your house and upon your gates. And it shall be when the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and good cities which you built not, and houses full of all good things which you fill not, and wells dig which you dig not, vineyards and olive trees which you planted not, when you shall have eaten and be filled. Does not the Lord say in John 14 that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will bring you unto myself. That's exactly what he's talking about. To have all these here wonderful things along with eternal life. That's what he's saying here. Which he established and brought all these things upon the house of Israel. But they did not continue to obey God. And God brought Assyria and Babylon against them to take them and bring them to almost virtually nothing. But in the book of Isaiah 7, 8 and 9, he says, with all that, my hand is still outstretched to you. You still can come and repent and come to me. Will you come to the Lord your God? Will you come with your heart in your hand? And will you start to obey the living God and come into the kingdom of God? You have a choice today. Moses also speaks in the book of Deuteronomy. I have a lot to say. I can't go there. That I give you today a choice, and you choose between life and death. That choice, when you go there, is to keep the commandments of God or die. One or the other. Listen. Listen carefully. Listen carefully, brethren. Psalms 89, then we're going to go into the New Testament. Psalms 89. Psalms 89, this is very, very important. Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Listen carefully, brethren. Psalms 89, 3 through 7. Psalms 89, 3 through 7. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, your seed will I establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations. Listen carefully, and the heavens shall praise your wonders. O Lord, your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Who are the saints of God? If this is not burnt into your memory by now, there's something wrong. Revelations 14:12. The saints of God are those that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Revelations 12:17. These are they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And Satan the devil is after them that keep the commandments and are the chosen of the living God. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. The churches of this world cannot say this. They are not keeping the commandments of the living God. Listen. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened or compared unto the Lord? God is greatly to be respected in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence to all them that are about him. In other words, all them that are around him. Listen carefully, brethren. Listen carefully. Drop down to 27. 27 through 31, the same chapter, 89. Also I will make him, talking about the Lord, listen, my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. My covenant shall stand fast with him. What covenant? The covenant that he made with all Israel and Abraham, to be obedient to him also. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, listen, and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their lawless deeds with stripes. Listen carefully, brethren. 119 of Psalms 119. You need to read Psalms 119, all of it. Talks mainly about obeying God Almighty. And it's the longest chapter in all the Psalms. Listen carefully, brethren. Psalms 119, 27. Psalms 119. Listen carefully. Psalms 119. Listen. Psalms 119, 27 to 48. Make me to understand. This should be your prayers, brethren. Make me to understand the way of your precepts. So shall I talk of your wondrous works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen you me according unto your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. When the Lord was contending with the devil in Matthew 4:4, he told him, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what he's talking about, the word. And then he goes on to say in the Psalms, his word, and to grant me your law graciously. Listen, is this you? I have chosen the way of truth, and judgments have I laid before me. The question again, do you know if you're chosen of God? Listen, if you're doing these things, you are chosen of God, and you're called of God, but you have to endure to the end to be saved. You're being saved, you're not saved altogether yet. I have stuck unto your testimonies. O God, put me not to shame. I will run the way of your commandments when you shall enlarge my heart. Listen. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding and I will keep your law. Yes, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of your commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken you me in your way. Establish your word unto your servant who is devoted to your fear and respect. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for your judgments are good. Listen. Behold, I have longed after your precepts. Quicken me in your righteousness, which is always the obedience to God. Let your mercies come also upon me, O Lord, even your salvation according to your word. So shall I have with wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in your judgments. So I have kept your law continuously forever and ever. Listen. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. According to James 1:25, he talks about the liberties of God, are keeping the laws of God. And Christ Almighty said in John 8, to be free and free indeed, you must be obeying God Almighty. Listen, I will speak of your testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto your commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in your statutes. Shifting gears now, brethren, listen to what we just came off of, which David was speaking of. The Lord speaking, when he came to magnify the law. Listen to what he says, brethren, starting at verse 16 and 17. Listen carefully. In the same way also, you are to let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and may glorify your Father who is in heaven. Listen. Remember all the scriptures that I gave you of the Old Testament so far, walking in the continuity of God Almighty, and Jesus Christ, God Himself in the flesh, says this to you and I. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. And what he meant by that was to do it perfectly, which he did. Remember, he was the firstborn and the firstfruit to many brethren who are the saints of the living God. When you go to Matthew 27, I'll repeat this again, that the saints of God were brought up out of their graves after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he uses the word saints. Matthew 27, go read it. The saints are the obedient ones. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about Christ being the first fruit and us raising ourselves up, not raising ourselves, but us going right after him into eternal life where immortality dwells. Listen to the example that is being given you here today. Many people are just reading right over that. Because why? Because they haven't been given the understanding. The mysteries of the living God have not been given to them to be in their ears and in their eyes. You're hearing these things today. It's incredible. I have so much to say, but a whole week would not be enough to show you the things that the Lord has shown me. I try to do it week by week to show you these things, brethren. If you hear and listen, you're walking to being saved. But if you're not obeying God the way I'm showing you, you have not even gotten to grace yet in any kind of a way. Understand what I said. You have not gotten to grace yet. And I'll say one other thing also that's very important, and I'm going to move on. That to blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God, you have to have it. You have to have it. If you don't have the Holy Spirit of God, you cannot blaspheme it. So those that are doing blasphemies, the Lord says in the book of Mark, you need to go there, I think it's Mark 7, 9, 6, when he talks about them that said that he was casting out demons in Beelzebub, and he goes on to tell them, if Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom cannot stand. In other words, if a kingdom being divided or a household being divided, it cannot stand. And he shows the difference between them that have the Holy Spirit and them that don't. He says all the blasphemies of the sons, not the sons, of the children of men, all their blasphemies will be forgiven. But those that blaspheme the Holy Spirit shall not be forgiven. That's why I'm saying to you that the children of men do not have the Holy Spirit. They shall be forgiven. But those that blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God, that shall not be forgiven in this or the next age. They will be thrown into Gehenna fire according to Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10. You can take it to the bank. What I'm saying to you, listen carefully, brethren, listen carefully in your ears today. Matthew 20, we're getting right down to the nitty gritty. Matthew 20, listen carefully, listen what's going on here. Matthew 20, just verse 16. Matthew 20, verse 16. Listen. So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. I want to only hit on this chapter 20 quickly, showing that the Lord went out there and called many. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. And he is the giver of the rewards. And those that worked in the heat of the day were upset because they only got paid the same amount as them that worked for maybe a half an hour. And he told those men, is it not mine to give? I have treated you fairly. You need to go on your way. That's exactly what he told them. But he was given a parable, an example that many don't understand. But he also says that the last will be first. Of course, he was talking about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians of the day, who thought that they were first and were condemning him, his apostles, and his disciples. That goes right through the time and the future of our Lord Jesus Christ when he was speaking. Because the first of today who think they will be first will be last. And the first that they say will be thrown into Gehenna fire will be first. Because you have to be obeying the Almighty God and not obeying God through hypocrisy and vain tradition and philosophy. And being inclusive again and not exclusive. If anybody anyone in all the parameters of time and humanity, if anyone could be called a legalist, it would have been Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ would have been looked on as a legalist today, and they would have killed him faster today than they did 2,000 years ago, because they don't want to look at themselves in a mirror. Listen carefully, brethren, chapter 22 of Matthew. Matthew chapter 22, listen carefully. Matthew chapter 22, verse 2 and 14. Listen. The kingdom of heaven is compared to a man who was a king who made a wedding feast for his son. Speaking of himself in a parable. Listen carefully. Listen, brethren. Dropping down to verse 14. Listen. I want you to notice first. Let me go from 11. 11. And when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not dressed in the proper attire for the wedding feast. In other words, he didn't have the right garments on. And those garments are found in the book of Revelations. Revelation, when he was talking to the churches. And those garments are on the saints of God in Revelation 19. They're the righteousness of the saints. They're the garments. They are the garments. And he said to them, "Friend, how did you enter here without a garment fit for the wedding feast?" But he said, but he had no answer. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind his hands and his feet, and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." In other words, into Gehenna fire, where death is. Outer darkness is death. For many are called, but few are chosen. Listen. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, brethren. Ephesians 1, listen. Ephesians 1, 1 through 9. Listen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Revelation 14:12. The saints, the commandment keepers, and the faithful of Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. No mention of the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly things with Christ, according as he has personally chosen us for himself before the foundation of the world, in order that we might be holy, blameless before him in love. To love God is to keep the commandments of God. 1 John 5:3. Having predestinated us for sonship to himself through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his own will. Doesn't the Lord say in the book of Luke, "It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God." Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Favor, wherein he has made us objects of his favor and the beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, in other words, forgiveness, through his blood, even the remission of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's found also in 1 John 1:7, which he has made to abound taught us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mysteries of his own will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself. That in the divine plan for the fulfilling of the times he might bring all things together in Christ, both the things in heaven and the things of the earth. You need to read that when you have time, brethren, if all Ephesians, as a matter of fact, all of God's Word. 2 Corinthians 2, listen. 2 Corinthians 2, right down to the nitty gritty. Listen carefully, brethren. 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 2. Listen. 1 through 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken in mind. Listen, you, all you ones that think you're going to be raptured before these times, listen and wake up, that you be not quickly shaken in mind nor troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as if from us, saying that the day of Christ is present. Do not let anyone deceive you by any means, because that day will not come. Will not come unless the apostasy shall come first, which it has happened already. We're already starting towards that. And apostasy means the falling away of the true religion of God Almighty. That has happened, brethren. And that number is 664. Them that disregard the law of Moses, that whole church has fallen away. Listen. And the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. Has not happened yet. The one who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or is that an object of worship, so that he comes into the temple of God, which is not here yet, and sits down as God, proclaiming that he himself is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? At that time, Rome was in power. The same empire that's coming right before us today, hopefully in the 21st century. And now you understand what is holding him back, in order for him to be revealed in his own set time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already working. Only there is one who is restraining at the present time, until it arises out of the mist. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth, and will destroy the brightness of his coming, according to Revelation 16 and Revelation 17. Even the one whose coming is according to the inner working of Satan, and according to Revelation 19. With all power and signs of living wonders. That's the battle of Armageddon. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness of those who are perishing because they did not receive the love of the truth, so that they might be saved. Notice, they might be saved, not that they were saved. For this cause God will send upon them powerful deception that will cause them to believe the lie, so that all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but who took pleasure in unrighteousness, like they're doing today, like Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Noah are. Now we are duty bound to give thanks to God always concerning you, brethren, who are beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning has called you unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, unto which he called you out, called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast the traditions that you were taught, whether by word or by letter. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even the Father, who loved us, gave us eternal encouragement and good hope through grace, encourage your hearts and establish you in every good work. Listen, First Peter, then the last scripture. First Peter 2, verse 9. Listen. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen stock, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for a possession of God, that you might proclaim his excellent virtues, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, called you out of this world of Satan. He is the God of this world. He's in charge of most of the Christianity of this world who are keeping philosophy and tradition. They serve that gospel. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 11. They've gone to a different gospel, a different Christ, and a different spirit. Listen, last scripture. Revelations, the 17th chapter. Revelation 17, listen. Revelation 17, 12 to 14. Listen. Revelation 17, 12 to 14. Listen. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom. Remember 2 Thessalonians. But shall receive authority as kings for 1 hour with the beast, which is the son of perdition, the man that Paul is talking about. These all have one mind and shall give up their power and authority to the beast. Listen. These will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those that are with him. Will this be you, brethren? Will this be me? Will this be you also according to Revelations 19? Listen. And those that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. May God bless us all.